All right, who's talking? Habbo Frank, and we're with Dr. Bobby Call, former Virginia defensive back. We're at 7211 West Broad Street, Moore's Volvo. Still time to come on out, get that test drive, get some food out here. We've got plenty of food and drink. So please come by if you can. And we also have drawing prizes here if you come by, including tickets, auto detail, and DVDs and other things. But, Bobby, what you were talking about is interesting. You know, Virginia seems to have struggled. Well, of course, the big thing is the turnover problem. I mean, I think we're the number one team in the Division One football relative to the net turnover situation. But
Virginia has outgamed the last four opponents but lost the game. That's hard to do.
Well, that's what they...
It's got to be some kind of anomaly that has not happened in a long time in college football.
Yeah, well, big plays really win and lose games, and we're making big plays for the other team, so we got to turn that around.
But turnovers, special teams, and the other thing that has been a problem is penalties, particularly at key moments.
Absolutely, and, you know, it's amazing. When I came up to play football at UVA, we had the longest losing streak in the country. We hadn't won a game, ACC game, in forever. And we were always getting the calls going against us. When we turned that program around with Dick Bestwick, we started getting the calls. It's just frustrating. It's like kicking a man when he's down. When you're losing, the refs, apparently the calls are just going against you.
Now, why do you think that is?
I don't know. It may be that's why you're losing. You can't even run a good play. You can't even run it well. You can't run it legally. So I don't know.
And Virginia, and maybe it's just frustration, but it seems like they've had an inordinate amount of personal foul penalties too. You know,
where you
lose your poise a little bit, then you
You know, when you're young, you want to get there and make a play. The first play I ever made, I think the guy was in the huddle when I hit him. I mean, it was such a late hit. They thought I was the water boy bringing water, you know, and I hit him and boom, flag.
But it's probably a good solid hit,
though. But, you know, you got to get that out of your system.
You know, that is hilarious. We are here visiting with Dr. Bobby Call, a noted allergist here in the Richmond area. And it's interesting to me, Bobby, back when you were playing, we were in school together, and Dick Bestwick really did turn things around. He started to do some things that were very exciting. And for instance, none other than beating the University of Georgia
At their homecoming.
And beating Tennessee at their homecoming. It's funny, I don't think we've ever been invited back to Tennessee since that game, right?
Well, you know, Dick Bestwick told me recently that he was there to save football, save the program, because the teachers wanted to notch it down a division. Students were feeling the same way. So, really, he was there to preserve the game for Virginia at that level. And he really did it. He brought a winning season his last year, and that brought in Coach Welch, and it was off to the races.
You know, interestingly enough, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Tommy Vigorito calling in, and as well as David Sloan. And they know all about what Coach Bestwick was trying to do and looking forward to their perspective. Next Monday night, which is a few days from now, we have Aaron Brooks with us and also David Sloan. So that's a power-packed show Monday night at 6 o'clock on Sports Radio 910. Bobby, we have 30 seconds here. Anything you want to recall from your playing days, a fun moment, something sensational?
Oh, probably a down, out, and up. I got beaten so bad that I held on to the guy, but they threw the flag. I complained so hard that they called it against that the offensive receiver.
Well, maybe that's how you deal with the officials. You know, you just have to be able to debate with them.
It's all marketing.
You got to stand up for yourself, right?
Absolutely, especially in football.
Well, right. It's better to draw the flag than give up the touchdown.
All right, we've got to head to our last break before our last segment, and we want to thank Alan Fisher over here for keeping us on the clock, and we want to thank Bobby Call joining us today.
Thank you guys, too. It's been fun.
Stay with us. We're coming back for one more segment.